That'd be great.
Oh, she's. I'm looking at her picture now.
Are we gonna start like commenting nicely on her posts and like, I don't know.
Maybe.
We can get in on the jokes with Seals. What was his name? Seals?
Tommy
Yeah,
Seal.
we can be friends with Tommy Seals.
Just seal, not seals.
Yep.
Yeah. There's some interbreeding with the seal family because she has two sons with, no wait, a daughter and a son with the last name Seal, and then another daughter with the last name Ross. Yeah.
It's
But
very.
her last role.
Don't know if I trust her anymore.
She just loves going four wheeling and loves
Don't
traveling.
we all?
And
She's just like
reading
one of us.
novels. She actually likes reading novels.
Oh.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, people, like, they read a lot, like, they're just complete bookworms and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, their favorite activity, but then they can't put together sentences themselves.
I don't know a lot of people like that.
Like, they can't spell or anything.
Usually bookworms are good at writing.
Yeah, usually. I don't know. I've met people that aren't, though. And I don't understand
That's
why.
crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you get your weed from the usual place?
Yep.
Awesome.
Freeland.
How much do you take at a time?
Just about like one joint's worth.
I see. Yeah, that'd be hard to notice missing. Or maybe he just likes that he's providing to you.
I doubt it.
I'm just trying to be positive.
Oh, I don't really care. My nose is full of boogers.
Mine too. We should take like a blowing our nose break. We'll both mute and blow our noses.
I don't really need to blow my nose, but you can.
Oh no, I don't need to.
Okay.
I just wanted to, I don't know, make you feel comfortable with your nose blowing in front of me.
Oh.
I just like to be accommodating.
You're so sweet. I've
Yep, that's me.
never had someone think of something that genuine before. I
Oh shit, I'm getting a phone call.
From
The 6-8. Ignore. This.
answer.
Oh no, it didn't come up with the phone number. That's weird. It's Tina. She's a phone. Tina's a phone freak.
Oh. I see.
I'm screwed.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
This new trend of like Twitter nerds versus like Twitter hip people is like among the Twitter nerds to like, do you know what I mean? Like people that are nerds that use Twitter, not people that are nerds for Twitter. Anyway, they have to go like all those cool like popular events that are going on at the time, like the Super Bowl and now the Oscars, they have to pretend like it's so not cool to tweet about it. Like someone's posting, "Is it Oscar that thing that lives in a trash can?"
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know, right? Like you're such a loser.
Learning so much from each other tonight.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know what I learned.
Damn
Are
it. You always have to be so
you
negative.
trying? I'm sorry.
You're ruining the moment. I'm just kidding, though.
Oh, look, someone said, religion, pshaw, television is the opiate of the masses. And then someone else commented, what? I'm sorry, I missed what you said. I was too busy watching the Oscars. Like, you're not cool for not watching the Oscars. Like, get a life.
That's true.
Oh my god, so I have this person on Facebook that was just this random guy in an airport I met that was going to be on the same flight as me, and he ended up buying me, like, lunch and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then I added him to Facebook, and he's, like, never posted since I've added him, and now he has, like, these one-word super boring status updates. I mean, one sentence. Like, things are better today than yesterday, but that does not make this a good day. And today, I feel like I took a step back today. I wish they made an easy button for life. And anyway, he's just, like, obviously a complete retard.
Yeah.
Today was good. I saw my kids this weekend and all felt right with the world.
Yeah, you know, he's just depressed all the time, typing like that.
Okay, what am I going to look at now? Hello?
What are you looking at?
Facebook, but there's nothing new.
Oh, we should stop looking. I'm looking at Facebook, too. There's nothing good on there.
Well,
my friends are boring.
I've already read it all. Oh, Poseidon, bullshit. So, what you doing?
Do you like Symphony of Science?
I don't know what that is.
Really? It's like, it's, auto-tuned, like, you know who Carl Sagan is, right?
Yeah, Atheist Guy's dog's name is Sagan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you know, they take, Carl Sagan's, videos and the things he says, and they auto-tune them and turn them all into songs, and they sound really good. Like, it's actually good music.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah. You want to hear one?
That sounds crazy. Okay.
You want me to find one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find the best one.
Okay. Oh, you said that because Tucker Mike posted it. Right?
Tucker Mike?
Yeah.
The Symphony of Science?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't remember even what he said about it. Okay, do you want to hear...
About an hour ago, he said something.
Do you want to hear this?
Fine.
Okay. This is my favorite one.
This is nice.
What do you think?
Oh my god, it's so good.
I love that you've never heard this. I'm going to send you the MP3s.
Oh my god, you have them?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, you have to.
I listen to this shit when I go on walks. Should I turn it off or keep going?
Doesn't really matter. I like it.
There's like a minute left.
Okay.
That's Stephen Hawking right there.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you MP3s if you want them.
I do.
Okay. I might not have his very latest song, but I have most of them. He just released one again recently.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm thinking if I should delete the story from my page, though, because I don't want, like... I don't know.
What story? The story of Tina?
Yeah.
What did you write? I don't even remember.
The I weigh 265, whatever. Like, I just don't want it, like... You know how it comes up in recent activity?
Uh-huh.
I just don't want it to. So that's called removing the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't email you. I don't know your email address.
Yeah, you do. Newsiovenus@gmail.com.
Io Venus, like the planet?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I found them.
Okay, why are you whispering?
I don't know. Oh, they exceed the 25 megabyte limit. I'll have to send you separate emails.
Okay. Did you like Black Swan?
What's Black Swan?
The movie?
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Oh. It's like what everyone's a buzz about because it won, Natalie Portman won Best Actress for it at the Oscars like half an hour ago.
Oh, that's weird. I've never even seen it before. I can't even think what it's about.
Oh, it's about her... being a ballet dancer in Tchaikovsky.
Oh, God. Why would I watch that?
Swan Lake. No, but it's, like, really popular.
Oh, okay.
Didn't like, sound... it was really popular.
I'm not sure I could see that.
This is funny. Where are you?
Let's prank call Tina.
No!
Why not?
That's horrible.
Let's call her
you
back.
We should have someone else do it.
We could call her back and be like, just kidding.
No. Oh, where's Rob?
Oh, I forgot. She's our friend now, Tina. We can't prank call her.
But we can get Rob Rayburn, too.
No. Poor Tina.
We wouldn't be doing anything wrong there, because we wouldn't be playing calling her.
Of course not.
Okay.
But don't do that.
Not.
Okay, good.
Yet.
Shit.
Anyway, did you get what I sent you? Mm-mm. Oh, no, I never sent it. Never mind. There.
Samantha. Oh, there it is.
I sent it to someone? Wow, that's so tricky.
Oh, the thing went away.
How no. Do I...
Samantha sent me... Aha. Oh. Snow White. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
There's a lot of hipsters in Portland, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's like the hipster capital of the States. Well, that and Seattle.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Seattle could have it beat, but yeah, probably those two.
Oh, I have an email. Is it from you? Yeah.
Oh, that came already? Okay, I gotta send you one more.
Okay.
Okay, it's uploading them.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the rapper called MC Hawking?
No.
It's like they use the same voice program that Stephen Hawking uses. And they make it rap. And he does like these really crazy rap songs. You know, about the universe and everything.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, it gets old pretty quick, but it's funny.
Well, she didn't give me any Hardee's.
Okay, sending email number 2.
Oh, The Social Network didn't win Best Picture.
Aw.
Okay, I got the second. I got the second one. You're fucked.
Okay, good. I wonder what else you would like.
Are you looking at stuff? Are you just thinking?
Yeah, I'm looking at my list from 2010.
Oh.
I have the two Gregory Brothers songs, Double Rainbow and Bed Intruder.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Have you ever listened to Dan Deacon before?
I don't know. Did he make something popular?
He did the music for the Google Chrome browser that you'd probably recognize. If you ever saw that commercial. Yeah. No, he's never done anything that's been on the radio or popular.
Oh, no, I don't think I know him.
Okay. Just curious.
The yawnies.
It's because I'm boring you to death. I've got the entire Dark Side of the Moon album bit-tuned.
Bit-tuned?
Yeah, like video game music. It's been converted to video game.
Converted to like 8-bit?
No. Here, I'll play you like a 2 second clip.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the entire album in that form.
Wow.
I've actually listened to the whole thing.
That's cool.
Like,
were
an
you
hour
high?
Hour long or something. Yeah, I think I was.
Okay, then that makes sense. Do you want to invite Matt to a conversation?
We could. But we'd have to stop talking all personal like we've been.
Okay.
Should we put Rob on or Matt? Oh, wait, I don't see Rob.
Rob's not on.
Do you really want me to put Matt on?
Doesn't matter.
God damn it, make a decision.
I think it would be funny.
Okay. And then we'll just kick him off. And make him depressed.
Play the lost music.
Let's do that. As soon as he picks up. There's no way I'm going to find it that quickly.
Is it even ringing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think it's ringing.
Oh, yeah. He must have not answered. There, now it's ringing again.
It doesn't say so on my screen.
Oops. Sorry. Wouldn't it be funny if that was playing when he picked up?
Yeah.
He's picked up. Oh. Like he does.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I guess I'll turn it off.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait, I left the sad lost music playing while that episode of Phone Show is playing. So it'll confuse people.
Oh.
It's brilliant. It's the best plan ever. Yeah, no Matt.
Weird.
I'm sure not going to add Tombstone.
I know it. Hi, guys. What's up? He has such a unique voice.
You think?
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound Canadian, I guess.
No, it sounds very unique, though. That Akison person has called me a lot.
Really? Oh, yeah, he's tried to call me a few times. I only picked up once.
Who is he?
Oh, he's just some guy that's into PLA and knows PLA people.
Well.
Nobody special, though, I guess.
I need to be entertained.
Yeah, I'm not too good at that, am I?
Not right now.
We could put Gunner on. Well, Gunner's away, it looks like, though.
He's away.
Oh, did Gunner tell you about Captain Crunch?
No. What?
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you, but he didn't tell me not to tell.
Okay.
So he called up Captain Crunch and was just talking to him. They were talking about the WikiLeaks guy.
Assange?
Yeah, they were video... Yes, that guy. They were video chatting and talking about this
stuff.
And then, Captain Crunch sat up in his chair or something, and, Gunner's pretty sure he was masturbating. What? Wow, they talked about Julian.
No, you're fucking with me.
For real.
No, you can't be serious.
I've heard other people say things like that about Captain Crunch, but...
No, you've got to be kidding me.
I never knew whether to believe them or not, but Gunnar swears.
When was this?
Like, I don't know, maybe... I think it might have been last night.
Oh, shit, that might have been why he called me at 6:30 to, like, tell me. Because he was so shocked.
Oh, also, he said, they were talking about sharing a room at DEF CON, Captain Crunch and Gunner. Oh. Or maybe it was just Gunner visiting his house or something. But yeah. He told Gunner that he has these, like, if he came over, he would have to give him a back rub. Like, Gunner would have to give Captain Crunch a back rub because he has chronic back issues or something.
Oh my gosh.
So if you visit the captain's house, you have to give him a back rub.
I've heard something about that on Encyclopedia Dramatica.
They yeah,
say
see?
Something about his energy rubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not giving, he's receiving.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. What does Gunner think about all of this?
I don't know.
Does he know what's going on?
He seemed pretty weirded out by it.
Is he still going to talk to him?
I don't know.
Does he really need a place to stay at DEF CON?
Oh, no, I'm sure he can find...
Maybe Captain Crunch will buy his ticket for him.
Maybe. He's got all that money from his back injury.
Yeah.
Donations.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. You should ask Gunner about it.
Oh, I wish he was on.
I don't know if you should tell anyone else. I don't know if I was supposed to tell you all that.
No.
But I don't think he cares, because he didn't say anything. I wish he had the video recorded.
Yeah! Oh my god. We could make a GIF out of it.
Oh shit.
I so would.
That would just be the most scandalous thing ever in the underground.
Yeah, you know what? Oh my god. We would make the cover of Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Oh, I bet. I bet we would.
We should tell Gunner to do it.
Yeah. Let me put him on.
We're horrible people.
I wonder if he has voicemail.
Do you have his phone number?
No, I don't have it. Evie would have it, but she's not on either. He's not answering. He's not there.
Shit.
There's no one else to talk to since Matt's not answering.
That's horrible. But we need to make sure we get him to do that.
It says Roxy's on, but it always says she's on, and she never is.
Oh. We didn't try Tombstone.
I don't want to talk to Tombstone.
Why?
He's not on anyway. I just checked.
He's on.
Where?
Right there.
I don't see where you're pointing.
Leobian?
Oh, yeah, it's got a different name. I forgot. I was looking for Tombstone.
You're so stupid.
No.
You know that's his name.
I forgot.
I shouldn't have to explain that to you. Okay, add him.
I can't add Tombstone. Are you serious?
Yeah, I just want to talk to him.
Okay. I won't feel bad about hanging up on him.
We can play the lost music.
Okay. The only answer will be like, Tombstone, what did you learn tonight?
Oh
We're not even on the air.
Aww.
I feel like we should be. People are not calling anyone. People are probably listening. Like, what the fuck's going on? The show keeps stopping.
Yeah.
I said call failed for Tombstone. I'm trying again. Samantha, what'd you learn tonight?
Oh, I learned that my idol, Captain Crunch, was a dirty old man. That's what I learned. I wish I hadn't learned it. I wish what was learned could be unlearned.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
It is.
I just thought it needed to be told, you know?
It did. Yeah, you're right. What did you learn tonight, Bradley?
Well, I mean, besides that, because I learned that tonight, too. This is both new to both of us.
Okay.
You taught me something really important and awesome earlier, but now I can't remember what it was. I was going to say I learned that, but I can't.
Oh, thanks. That was really the world's most useless comment ever.
I don't feel like I'm really learning anything.
Mm.
I'm sure I am, though. Are you starving?
No.
Okay. I'm not either.
We can stop the music here. Well, that sucks.
It's just us tonight. What the hell?
I know. Well, I mean, I didn't mean it sucked that way, but I mean, it would be funny to have someone normal in just to talk to
just to keep us going.
I know, right?
Here, I'll try Matt once more.
Breast milk ice cream goes on sale in London restaurant. Ew. The dessert is called Baby Gaga.
I want to try that, but then I don't, because that'd be kind of gross. What if it's amazing, though?
Hi.
I don't care.
Matt?
What's up?
Quiet.
Hey, Matt.
What's up? You dick.
What'd you learn today, Matt?
I learned that Brad Carter's a dick. Is this really ending?
No. We're not on the air or anything. I just thought it'd be funny to play
so
that.
So cool. I like just woke up, dude.
Oh, you've been sleeping all day?
Oscars are boring, dude.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I've never watched the Oscars before.
I never had either, and I made it, like, halfway through this one.
So that's what you learned tonight, that Oscars are boring?
Yeah. Look at this, I'll have a beer for you.
No, I feel like everything's ending. You gotta stop.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Sam.
Stop!
What happened to Toomsy?
I don't know. We tried to call him and he didn't respond. He didn't answer.
Faggot.
What did you learn today, Matt?
I did. Oscars are boring. It would have been the shit if Bansky would have won, dude.
What would he have won for?
Oh,
it was best documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
It was good. It's called Exit Through the Gift Shop, which is a great name.
Yeah, it was really good. Oh my god, you need to watch that, Brad.
Do I right now?
Not right now, but
I would. Soon. While you guys wait.
While we wait?
Yeah, so, and then I'll come back and I'll be...
conversation for 2.5 hours.
I'll be caught up when I get back.
How is Rappy show?
With just Princess Diana's face instead of the Queen's. and then they realized, like, colors started accepting it, and then they realized they had, like, 2 million fake dollars or pounds, and so that part was pretty cool.
That's
He's weird. Awesome. Yeah. One gulp of beer made me feel like I'm going to throw up.
How many beers have you had today?
I only had, like, five.
Oh, that's not much.
Yeah, I know.
So you're
having one now.
You're 36, and you just stay at home and drink beer all day?
Living the dream, sweetheart.
I know. When did you last have a job?
I don't know.
It's been like 2 months, right?
It was, yeah. I mean, no, probably longer than that. Shit, before Christmas, or before Thanksgiving even.
Oh, really? I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah. I don't know. Was I already fired in October? I don't know.
It's a blur of teleconferences for the past 6 months.
Yeah. I've had two like last year. Neither were long lived. And I'm getting unemployment from when I had like 2 years ago or so.
At least we got some awesome recordings though.
Did Murdoch actually go to Columbia?
Don't remember ever hearing about him going
to... Yeah, I never heard about Columbia.
Did he actually work at Verizon?
I don't think so. He worked...
So his whole Facebook is a lie.
Maybe he worked at Verizon. I don't know. I know he worked at a CD kiosk, a DVD kiosk at a mall. And he worked...
Kiosk?
Oh, he worked at a Radio Shack.
Yeah. Kiosk.
He worked at a Radio Shack.
That's how you pronounce that word.
Okay. He worked at a Radio Shack, and they do Verizon wireless phones. So maybe he gets to put that in his title, too, that he worked at Verizon.
He was a Verizon distributor or something.
Yeah.
He worked for all phone carriers.
That's what it is.
Oh, and what, Gunner Flake too, huh? What's up with these fuckers? Faggots.
The other Gunner account says it's available. Let me try that one.
Oh, / Gunner?
Yeah.
This is self.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to call it?
It's calling. It's... I think it might
that
be.
That hit call was brilliant last night.
Oh, we called her again.
Oh, we have a follow-up.
But, I don't know, it was kind of depressing. We made friends and apologized to her and told her we'd never call her again.
Jesus. And, what's that all about?
She was so nice about it. She said that she'll Facebook friend us and let us be friends with her on Facebook, and if we come to her trailer, she'll party with us.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. I want to go.
What was the one I felt kind of bad about that I said we should call back and apologize?
Oh, the hospital, the lady on a breather.
Oh
my God, that didn't actually happen, did it? I totally forgot about that.
Yes, no, it did.
I wanted to jump to the phone and fucking punch you, kid.
Yeah, you dropped out like as soon as we got connected to her.
Yeah, you're such a fucking punk. You totally set us up.
I dropped out. I didn't drop out.
Your phone call dropped.
You went, like, ran away.
Oh,
you
went,
said here, call this one, and then you went squirreling away.
You went to eat bread or something.
Didn't I start yelling at the beginning though?
I don't remember.
I think I did. You are a total cut. That sucks.
Wait, is that up somewhere?
No, I never put that one up because it wasn't funny. And it was
don't do that.
But I want to hear it like for myself because I don't remember it happened.
Maybe I'll capture our entire conversation and send it to you or something.
Wait, she was actually on a breathing. How did you find out she was on a breathing machine?
You could hear that she was. It was labored breathing,
and she also told us.
Yeah, She was like, she was like, do y'all realize you're calling a hospital room? Brad's like, yeah. She's like, I'm on a breathing machine.
Oh no, that didn't actually happen.
Yes, you're horrible for it.
No, and that was my fault. Oh my god.
We should always prank hospitals.
Oh my god, I can't believe I did that.
I can, and I think you did it on purpose, because you, the second it connected, you went and ran away.
Well, at least she didn't run away for the hit call.
You're like, tee-hee-hee.
She got to be around for the hit call.
But I told you it was a hospital, that was good, so you were informed. You were informed that was a hospital call, so it could have
happened. She was on a fucking breathing machine.
Nothing said that.
I've pranked nurses at hospitals before, just not patients.
Oh, no.
Oh, once when Spessa was in the hospital, I called up a nurse, and I got her to go into Spessa's room. I told her I was with the cable company, and some of the cable lines were clogged in that room, so she needed to unscrew the cable from the TV and blow into it.
The clog out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She did that in front of Spessa.
And did you tell her to say hi to Spessa?
No. It was just to make her laugh.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Dude, that breathing lady was not funny enough.
It could have happened to any of us. I told you she was in the hospital.
How'd you know her?
It was an open book.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's all my fault.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all Samantha's fault. Anything bad that happens is.
Yeah, Rappy's show was kind of cool for a while, but he didn't last very long in it.
You're like 2 hours worth. It's way more than enough.
Yeah, especially without Rappy. Rappy just did like one song. Or maybe two songs.
Really? He only did one.
Oh wait, no, that's not true. He did at least three. I forgot. They did some stuff together.
Fuck. We gotta crap while I talk to you guys. This is when it gets real.
Ew.
I should leave you guys alone.
No.
Yeah, I'll
can
mute
you
myself.
Drop him? Okay.
I might have to hang up on you soon, Matt.
That's disgusting.
I'm muting.
Yeah, it's
I can
okay.
Like smell it just because you said it.
That's the best.
Oh no. It's called synesthesia.
I should play some sound effects, like a farting.
No,
and stuff.
Stop. Oh my god, no, I'm gonna throw up. That's disgusting.
I'll play Dot Matrix.
No. Oh, this is good. Can we do an open book call?
Oh sure. Should I go on the air?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Oh, crap. Okay, we're on the air now.
Hi, everybody. Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
In the background, we have Laugh Track Matt taking a dump, but he's muted.
Yeah.
All right, let me find the chat window.
No.
Whoa. All hospitals, all the time.
Oh my god.
What?
I pasted to Atheist an open book entry that I was supposed to
oh,
paste
shit. Tell me what he replies.
This is what it says. Look at it.
He's gonna,
oh no,
he's
that's
gonna think,
so embarrassing.
He's going to just think you're insane. Oh. How do I make phone calls?
Yeah, so that's embarrassing. Okay. Hide conversation. I'm not going to do that.
You got to tell me if he says anything.
I will.
Okay. Oh, shit.
What's her name? Destiny.
Are you going to talk?
We both can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got to ask her for directions to her house.
Okay,
I'll...
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak to Destiny?
Who is she?
I'm just looking for directions to your motherfucking house. My name is Christine Tompkinson. I saw your ad looking for real bitches, and I thought I would call it to find some directions.
That's cool.
So can I get those directions now?
Oh, she's gone.
All done. All done, poop.
Oh, that's good.
Matt, welcome back.
Did her prank call entertain you?
That was so nice of you.
Matt asked Destiny for directions for those.
She takes forever to answer.
I know, and then answers like when you think the voicemail's gonna begin.
Oh.
Destiny. Why you hang up on my girl like that? All she needs is directions. Girl like that. All we need is directions.
Who are you?
I'm Christine's fella, you stupid bitch. Now give us directions.
For what?
Hurry the fuck up.
To your house. We're calling from around the mall. You know, where you get your hair did. Hurry, stupid.
Give us the house number first. House number, please.
Look at you all.
Oh, that's somebody else's address. You're trying to get someone in trouble. We can tell.
13 West Lorraine Street. It's Appleton, Wisconsin, 54914.
Why aren't you at the protest? Like a real bitch. You need a fight. You got a lot going on up there.
I thought that was a clever line. I want to say that. I thought that was very clever. Okay, I have a good one we can do that doubles as an open book and a complainer, because someone on Facebook is complaining about Facebook. So we can do Brad calling in as the Facebook guy trying to keep him.
Trying to keep him?
Yeah. Or...
Why would Facebook care? No, threaten them with slander.
Yeah, like, obviously. Just do a regular
complainer. Please enjoy the music while you're partying.
Did you say...
You've reached chat.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not available to take your call.
Should I try once more?
I will call you back.
No, just hang up.
As soon as I can. Alright, bye.
Well, I gotta leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording,
sound like
you may
stroke.
Hang up or press 1 for more options. Leave a callback number, press 5.
Chad, this is Donald from Facebook's legal department, and we just needed to let you know you need to take down that slanderous post about your kissing Facebook goodbye, because that's very slanderous and not true at all. And if you don't take that down immediately, we are going to take action and have you served. With a cease and desist. Thank you very much.
That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. Don't lie.
It was good.
Do
you want to call Christopher Goodman?
Hell yeah.
Who, because he's following Christ, is going on a cell phone fast, so he posted his room phone number.
What? A cell phone fast?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You can fast cell phones now?
Do you have like a speech thing so you can do the voice of God?
Is that
tell him to stay on the phone?
I don't have it. I can't do it.
Hello?
What happened?
I thought Brad was going to talk.
I think, well, yeah. I think we all...
I don't know if any of us are in any condition to talk. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, could you tell me about the cell phone fast? Is that in the Bible? Hey. Don't ignore me.
Who?
Don't ignore me, you big jerk.
I can't hear nothing out this phone light.
What? Christopher.
Hello?
Hey, Christopher.
Yeah.
Why do you keep talking to someone else?
You said what?
Why do you keep talking to somebody else?
Why what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you be a man and worship Satan?
Hail Satan.
I cannot hear you.
Satan rocks. Satan rules.
The speaker on this phone is horrible.
We love
Satan. Your voice.
Satan.
He knows
you are such a stupid fucking cum dumpster. No wonder you're on the wrong team. Speaker on my phone is bad. Get a new phone, you stupid cunt.
That was pretty weird.
I keep looking at the crotch of your penguin there, Samantha.
Why?
It's a pretty hot penguin.
I don't know. I just, like, I look over at it, and I look right at the crotch for some reason. It looks comfortable. It looks comfortable.
He's a hot penguin.
What do you mean, my penguin?
It's the penguin you're holding.
Yeah. What do you mean, the crotch of it?
There's a crotch.
It's a crotch.
Are you trying to make a clever comment? Or?
No, I'm saying that it's like...
Amy!
No, his John. This is John.
Oh. No.
We have
this
to talk
is...
to John to tell him to give his 200 to Amy.
Well, why did you say Amy?
It says Amy on this post.
Oh.
I didn't say Amy. Brad said Amy.
Oh, it says Amy at the beginning. We don't read your whole giant goddamn thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to fucking announce it. Actually read.
Who the fuck leaves their name at the beginning of a thing? It is Amy. She's complaining about John owes her money.
Please leave your message for
John Komsky.
See, John Komsky.
See?
Record your message after the tone.
We could understand it and he could.
I told you guys.
He's another one with the good pause.
Amy.
I want a DVD today.
Really? What kind?
My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Wow.
And
please leave your message for
I got invited to join
record
a cool
your
group.
Message after
look at this video. It's awesome.
Okay. Are you gonna look at this awesome video, Samantha?
Yes, she is.
Anyone seeking refuge can find it here. My phone number is blah. My address is blah. Call me first.
What? Blah? How do you even dial that on a phone? Why does the beer make my tummy feel funny?
That's really weird how that happens.
This is only my 6th one, though. I've been sleeping for hours. I had a weird dream that I had a pet tiger, and I started thinking that we needed to get rid of it because it was starting to scare me.
I've had some really weird dreams lately. Good. Are we calling Michael?
Oh, let me try that.
He was watching my awesome video.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Totally. There it is again.
I already watched it.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes.
Crazy. It's quite a lineup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we can be good.
The best is the out-of-focus Asian Joker.
Oh, yeah, we need refuge.
Refuge from what?
Make something up.
The cruel world. Fucking Christ. You'll like it after we have her make out
automatic voice message system.
What's that?
I said Samantha will like my hockin' and stuff after we have our makeout party.
Ew, stop.
Hey, let's play Spin the Bottle together.
Guys, stop. Okay, so we need to tell this guy that Roshan needs help.
We're grossing Samantha out.
On her. Okay, I guess.
Oh, I'm completely confused about
hurt?
No. Roshan ran out of gas on Hearn Avenue right before you get to Hollywood.
So we can do a good thing. It's only 10 o'clock there.
Have you actually been there? Like...
You have reached the voicemail box of 318.
Roshan.
I don't get it. Like, she needs somebody to call her buddy?
No, he needs someone to call his buddy. But yeah.
Oh, it's so confusing.
Maybe he only had access to the internet and didn't know a better way to get in contact with his friend.
Maybe. Dude, there's a million, like, websites where get, like, a free phone call.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try again. We can help out.
I still don't know if that's right, the way she's telling it.
Read it yourself, then.
Who says their name?
He may interpret it differently, though, so it'll be different for him.
Roshan. No, I haven't been there, but I know California time zone's 2 hours behind us, dipshit.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
No.
Before I dive in your penguin crotch.
Should we leave a message? Let's leave a message.
Okay. No, because then the number plays over the air.
Oh, it's okay. I'll turn it down for a second. We're just trying to help anyway.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
What?
Roshan needs you to go to Hearn Avenue right before you get to Hollywood.
Who is it?
This is Christine, but I'm trying to help Roshan.
We're a friend of his. So
he ran out of gas?
Yeah, he's stranded. He's on Hearn Avenue right before you get to Hollywood.
Okay, there. All right.
I guess he needs someone to come out there and help him.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Now tell him the Phone Losers of America and the League of Cactus is the one that helped him out.
Who that?
Okay. Oh, thanks.
God bless. I still think that might have been him. Because how did he just know ran out of gas? And it sounded like he had like a blinker going in the car.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Well, that's good. He's in the car already. He can go over and rescue him quickly.
I don't know. Penguin crotch.
Why do you keep saying penguin crotch?
Because I'm getting obsessed with it.
Why? I don't understand.
Your penguin crotch.
I'm going to leave you guys alone for just a minute to talk about this.
No, please. Please don't.
I'll only be gone a second.
No, I don't. Where are you going?
Why are you so afraid of Matt?
The girls don't like me.
Okay, you can go.
I'm just going to go
downstairs. Matt, what do you mean, penguin crotch?
Okay, I'll be
in
right
your
right.
photograph. You're holding a stuffed animal penguin.
Yeah.
And I keep looking at its crotch.
But why?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, when I, because I'm, like, looking over at Brad's thing, and then I look at yours, and I look, like, right at the crotch. And I think, oh, that, look at that, it's a penguin crotch. I don't know.
That's weird.
You know, why do a lot of people do things, a lot of things they do, for animals? Like, Why was that tiger in the dream not friendly, being it was my pet? It was kind of, like, scary. You know?
I don't think those things are at all related.
And then, like, I wanted to get up, but, like, I think I was kind of coming out of sleep then, and I had, like, sleep paralysis because I was trying to sit up, and my head wouldn't work, and I was trying to act sister to, like, pick up my head.
That's funny.
She got her wedding dress today.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Aw, are you going to be in it?
Oh, no. I don't even want to go. But they'll hate me. I hate fucking weddings.
Oh.
All the bullshit. Fucking dressing up fancy. And just stupid. I don't know. At least I can get drunk. And I can get, like, a stink eye from my mom every time I have a sip of beer.
Oh.
So, yeah, whole thing's dumb. I don't know. Maybe one of her friends will get drunk and blow me in a bathroom or something.
Okay, no, that is not... Ew, that's disgusting.
Like a penguin crutch?
Oh, my God.
What did you do today, kiddo?
I don't remember.
Eat a bunch of bread.
I didn't have that much bread today. I had some coffee and some tea.
I only had
I think I had like one or two, today. Maybe one slice of bread.
I don't I had a donut and a iced tea, and that's all I've had all day in 5 years. That's not shit to me. And that was like, you know, I stopped drinking at like 9 maybe. I slept before the, I don't know, before, way before the Oscars ended. And Dogtooth didn't win Best Foreign Film either. That was stupid. I mean, it was cool it got like nominated or whatever. Have you seen Dogtooth?
No.
It was really good. Ooh, you're like all mad.
No, I'm not.
What's she mad about?
Nothing. Okay, I have a good one. We're going to call Sean Van Dinter, and we're going to tell him...
Hold her.
Hold on. No, that's not a good
She
one.
Wants what?
I mean to hold her.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Cheer her up. Come on.
Let's call Tina and ask her what to do.
No, no. Not
that you guys are friends.
But it wouldn't be a prank call. You'd be in like a friendly advice type.
I don't
call.
Want to talk to her.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to call Tina again.
Okay.
It'd be hilarious. Well,
you're like really whiny today.
Who?
You. You're like, no, I want
You don't understand. You don't understand, Matt. Like, Tina's what? So nice.
I'm taking it that she's not.
No, she is.
No, she is. She's really great. We're friends now. Me and Samantha.
I don't trust it.
Me and Samantha, we're going to take a train down to Louisiana and hang out with her and party with her and Tommy.
I don't. I think you could maybe win her over, but I guarantee you couldn't win Tommy over. So I'm calling shenanigans on the story.
We didn't talk to Tommy, but we think she has an influencing vote.
We'll bring him weed. Not we'll befriend him that way.
This is Charles. Here, I'll paste it. Okay.
You need to put his a plus is before no it on and a number one.
And he works at Home Depot, so we can pretend
a
we're
plus
talking
plus and then number one.
That's okay.
No, he can figure it out.
Although it would have been nice.
Yeah. Is it that hard to do?
I will next time. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Penguin crotch. You forgot all night.
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Wow.
3-0-7.
Get up for work early. Goddamn phone can't be ringing all night. I use a regular good old fashioned
to an automated voice messaging system.
Bullshit, goddamn people use their cell phone.
Any woman here in the USA can text me if they want to date me. My number is, let's call him. I want to date him.
That sounds amazing. Okay. Oh, you forgot.
What do you look like? Now, tell him that you're Canadian. Is that going to be a problem?
Is he cute?
Okay.
Is he cute? You'd do him, though, right? Regardless.
Oh, God. He's a really skinny nerd.
Is that what you like?
No.
Or do you like big fat?
Hello?
Hello?
Charles?
Yeah?
This is your future wife calling.
Hi,
I want to date you.
Really?
My Facebook is facebook.com/thesamantha. I'm not Filipino, though.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Add me to Facebook. Why don't you do that right now? No, I have... Actually, I'm going to add you to Facebook. Are you by your computer? Okay.
Actually, my phone's on my computer.
I'm going to send you a request, and you tell me if you approve me as your new girlfriend. We can be on a Facebook relationship together, too. Hello?
Why'd you hang up on him?
Oh my God, what happened to him?
I don't know.
Oh, because his phone's his computer.
Oh, so he's got a... Okay, I'll wait till he accepts it, and then we'll call him back.
Okay. He looks really nerdy, Matt. He's a high school kid.
He's got a manly fucking voice.
He looks super nerdy. I feel kind of bad about this, kind of like the hospital call.
No, there was a hospital call was a new... Oh,
Chris
this
Charles
kid.
Haddenham accepted your friend request. All his posts are, I want to date a Filipino. Babe, you can go to school. And I... What the fuck? And be my
Where's
girlfriend.
He at? Where's
I really
he
want
at?
To date you. I really want
he's,
to date you.
He's in Idaho.
Yeah. There must not be a lot going on in Idaho.
Tell her you're going to be in Idaho. I'm living in my own private Idaho.
Charles and Samantha are now friends. It says in the feed.
He's going to fucking flip out when he sees her, your hot little ass.
Should we call him back now? Do you think he had time to look at my penguin pic at least?
Your penguin crotch?
Yeah.
He's going to ask him, tell him if, like, that you're sorry about laughing and stuff, but you're nervous. Because you've been wanting to call him for a while.
Yeah.
That'll work. So crazy at my work.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail
box. Oh,
no. Oh, he threw a zero.
Well, you are. You're not pretty. You're more like a handsome woman.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 20860. Oh, no.
I guarantee he's going through her pictures.
You think? We'll have to try him back when he's off the internet.
Singing. Yeah. Singing the B-52 is my own private Idaho.
Okay, let's see this.
Think of these fucking Fred Schneider.
hey, bro, I really like to sing. Do you think I could try out and make music? And if so, my number is. He left this for Justin Bieber. Someone's got to pretend to be Justin Bieber.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to work great.
Wait, Justin Bieber's assistant or, like, manager or something.
Your voice is the best suited for this, to be Justin Bieber,
no.
Samantha.
No, no, okay, we can just say we're, like, Justin Bieber's assistant and we want to hear him sing and this is his official audition.
So, you know, if anyone falls for that.
Your pranks are mean. You do it.
She does, like, have a kind of mean streak.
Samantha, you be the assistant.
They're all mean, kid.
I'm gonna laugh, though. Fuck. Brad, can you do it?
I don't think I am in any condition to convince anyone of anything. I'm sorry. I could try.
I wish he would answer.
He's not going to pick up anyway.
Fine, hang up.
I'll just give it one more.
Oh, God. Charles Haddenham posted on my wall.
To an automatic...
He just said hi.
That's awesome. You should write back and say hi, baby.
Oh, this is funny. Maybe I should just let it play out over.
I see it.
Facebook for a little while. Okay, let's find some
Here,
numbers.
I'm gonna yell at him.
No, not yet.
Who the fuck is that saying hi to you, Samantha?
Yeah, let her get him like really digging her.
Okay.
Try to get him to compliment you. Say, "Oh, that's nice. You don't think I'm too fat, do you?"
I'll be like, "I'll shoot him just like I shot the last one."
The last six.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna have to get another body, motherfucker.
What's that comic strip cartoon thing? That one. Hold on,
hipster
that...
Hitler.
What?
Hipster Hitler?
No, the one where the guy has to beat her 7 ex-girlfriend.
XKCD, that's Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
Have you read the books, the graphic novels of those?
No.
It's the best thing ever. I should send mine to you, because since I'm done with them.
I never really got into it. I thought it was stupid.
Oh, well, never mind, then. You don't get
them. You're stupid. Yeah, like, what? You're stupid just for saying that when he offered you something.
Who is this?
Yes.
Wait, why did you ask us if we like that, if you don't?
Because I thought maybe...
She's a fed.
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
I was hiding it out.
Hmm?
What?
I was hiding. Who is it?
Your phone sounds awful. We can't understand.
This is Christine. Don't give me attitude. Who else would it be?
Huh?
Who is it? Christine.
Maybe you take the telephone, put a little bit closer to your mouth, because you don't sound terrible enough yet.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Dave. I called for Dave.
Call for Dave?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Dave.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
I call for Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
So, where you can call fuck here?
Fuck yeah.
What?
Huh?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, so you guys calling from? It just sounds like very equal.
Oh, we're from the North Pole.
North Pole?
Yeah.
Lots of penguin crotch.
No, there's no penguins in the North Pole.
There is tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight there is.
Yeah. Yeah. Not poor.
Yeah, you know, like you're getting a pull right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm from the North Pole.
Yeah.
I'll make you a toy tonight.
That's the best.
Not poor, where is that? Where is that?
It's generally north of where you are. In Canada.
St. Louis?
No, not St. What? Not St. Louis. It's north of St. Louis.
North of St. Louis. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to drive up and visit me?
Yeah, why not? So.
Okay, start driving right now.
Yeah, right now. Oh.
Oh.
You're blowing your mind.
So get in the car.
What's that? Is it a cat on the floor too?
I have no idea what you just said.
No, this is a pet on the phone. His name Pat, but the other guy.
My cat is on the phone?
No, it's my name Pat.
No. What's your name? The other guy.
Oh, my name is Pat.
On the phone. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Pat, what's up? What's going on, Pat? Where have you been, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just, like, sitting here stroking it.
Yeah.
It's hot. Mm.
But you have me now in Thailand, or are you still in Thailand, or are you here?
I don't want to talk to you.
No, we're here now. We're here now.
This isn't about me and you. This is about you and Samantha.
Christine.
Yeah, that's me. Why is that? Why is that?
We miss you. Come out for lunch today.
We want to cuddle.
What happened again?
We want to cuddle.
We want to cuddle with you.
Oh, we miss you. Man, surprised me. Because who is this calling?
You couldn't believe it was us.
Hey, okay. Yo. Hang up on this guy. Charles added him. Replying, hey, baby, do you have a cell phone? So what's the call-in number?
Oh, the call-in number? 505-796.
You got to make sure to pick up.
4020.
Why the fuck is my stomach all weird? Like, every sip of beer, and I'm, like, fitting a yak.
Okay, wait. It's 505.
Uh-huh, 796.
796.
4020.
Say that you're in some state near him. But, like, that's your old phone.
Washington. Or
I don't know where Idaho is, so.
It's next to Washington and Oregon. But I don't know where
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm Pat. Why are you going down my Facebook wall?
I don't know. I'm going to look up where Napa, Idaho is. Because I don't know if that's north or south, Idaho.
Oh.
Did you give him the phone number?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Napa, Idaho.
God, he's hideous.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's such a dork.
Yeah.
I've printed up a bunch of your pictures. And now they're covered in semen, Samantha.
Ew. I've had a guy do that before. That's nice.
Well, you've had two now. I'm kidding. You think I have money for a printer?
You gotta say you're in Ontario, Oregon. That's right by him.
Okay, I'm in Ontario.
No, it's not. It's not near Idaho.
Oregon's on the border of Idaho. I live here.
Is it really?
Yeah, I go visit Spessa all the time in Idaho.
Oh.
Are you thinking of Ohio?
Maybe. No, I still don't think it's that far.
Where do you think Idaho is?
Like, more in the center. Well, you know, I'm not the brightest bulb when it comes back to shit. Is he gonna call?
Did you guys get tested on this stuff in school?
Yeah.
I didn't
Man,
go
I would
to
hate having school. To know all 50. I only have to know 10.
There's only 10 provinces? I thought there's more than that.
10 provinces.
Oh, wow.
screen.
Yeah, but you gotta live in the land of penguin crotches.
Okay, why hasn't he called yet?
He doesn't really
like. Yeah, because you're not that pretty.
Oh, he's calling. He's calling. Better. He's calling.
Pick up.
Here it comes.
Sprint customer 208.
What's your name?
0.
This is a text.
1850. I sent you a text to landline message. To hear this message, press 1.
Oh,
why would he do that?
Baby, how many kids do you want? by 1. To reply by text, press 2. To disconnect call, press the star key.
You need to just call.
Record your reply at the tone. When you are done, press 1.
A dozen.
Reply sent. Thank you for using text to landline.
Why would he text?
He thinks it's a cell phone. Let's let him do it.
But still, why wouldn't he call this fucking hot broad that wants to talk to him?
Because he's a socially awkward nerd that doesn't know how to talk on the phone.
So their system is going to attempt to translate what you just said to his text?
Yeah.
That's weird. What if it's wrong?
Then he'll be like, an elfin.
You should just call him.
Should we call him back?
Oh, wait for him to text one more time, because that's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Baby, how many kids do you have? Like, really? That's better than hello or something?
I think that freaked me out a little.
Why wouldn't he say hi or something? Like, fucking all the first things to say.
Oh my
He's
God,
looking for long term. Poor kid. He needs to get out of his state.
He needs to fucking get out of his goddamn Warcraft guild. Nice.
That always cheers you up. And this one always depresses you.
Oh, yeah. I want some weed.
I've got something for you, Matt. But I think I'm gonna wait until till Tuesday to show it to you.
Okay.
It's like a thing on the show.
Okay.
I made it just for you.
Awesome. I can wait till Tuesday.
Okay.
Because even downtown voices carry.
Yeah.
It was cool when she was on fucking Portlandia, dude.
Who was on Portlandia?
Amy Mann, when she was the cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Have you watched Portlandia, Samantha?
No.
It's so great.
All I do is rub my penguin crotch. she gets all quiet when there's not a call being made. That's all. She doesn't look like this.
Hold on, I'm watching a video. Hold on.
What are you watching a video of?
Of what?
Something someone sent me.
Is it that kid stroking it?
Actually, this isn't very funny.
He's not texting back. You need to call him.
Has it been a while?
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time with time.
You're doing better than me, buddy.
That's good.
I had a dime and ate it all.
Wow.
And put it in a pudding cup.
Really?
Yeah, and then I watched Avatar a couple hours later.
Does that work just as good? Oh, wait, was that last night?
No, it was like a night before, maybe.
I watched Avatar last night.
It was like the night before. I hated it when I first watched it, but I liked it after, you know, eating it.
Really? This is only the second time I watched it, but I watched it with Riff Tracks.
Yeah, somebody else was telling me about that.
Yeah, it was a really good
one. The Riff Tracks one was funny.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Can't think of the funniest one I saw. He
Facebook messaged me the same thing that he texted me.
Oh, that's
weird.
He's
gonna write call.
Yeah, like he just thinks that that's why he's a fucking lonely goddamn dork. Hey baby, how many kids you want?
Do you want kids?
To make kids, you know what you gotta do? You gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? That's like my penis inside you. Get it? Fucking dork.
So is eating weed just as effective or more effective?
It's nowhere near. But still, like, you know, I haven't done it in quite a while, so.
Yeah.
It had me pretty swinging, and I drank, like, quite a bit of beer as well, so, you know. The movie looked cool. And some people say it doesn't work at all, but it fucking does, you know?
Yeah. Yup.
They say you're supposed to, like, cook it. Like, that's why all the people make butter with it and shit.
Yeah, and brownies.
Yeah, well, they make the butter and then make the brownies. You know?
Yeah, I've never had pot brownies before. I've never had pot in food form.
I've had cookies.
Oh, my God.
That's throwing me for loops, dude.
We're like twins, Samantha.
I know.
Twins.
Because... oh, he's calling back.
Okay.
Pick up.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
What are you doing?
Thinking about you and sitting on Facebook.
You have school tomorrow?
Yeah. Stupid school. What do you think of my pictures?
I love your picture.
Which one was your favorite?
I didn't really get to say them all, too.
Why?
Because I only showed one.
Okay, so are we dating now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Don't cheat on me in Idaho with a hoe.
Oh,
you'd be the hoe. Okay, good.
Well, I'm actually originally from Washington, so.
Oh, I'm surprised to see that you've ever left a state before. That's cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, I'm the same as everyone. Looking on jobs.
Can I have a picture of your penis?
If you want it.
Okay. Send it to me. RBCP at phonelosers.org.
You know what you should do? Just add me to your Yahoo email.
I don't roll that way. I'm a Gmail girl.
Gmail? Well, then I'll get a Gmail. Maybe you can make me a Gmail.
Maybe I don't fucking do bitch work for guys that don't know how to use computers.
I know how to use a computer. I was kidding.
Do you relate to Napoleon Dynamite?
No, not really.
Oh. You're kind of more boring than I thought you were going to be for a new program. Come on. I think you should write some sweet things on my Facebook wall for me. Do you have any... Are you a computer hacker? Because I would find that really hot.
Oh my god.
Shh. Hello?
I can hack into some computers.
Oh, like which kind? Like, if I give you someone's Hotmail, will you hack it for me?
I could try, but it's been a while since I've done it.
Really boring. How about nunchuck skills? So today's our anniversary. I feel so special that our anniversary is on February 28th because that's the last day of February, which is the only short month of the year.
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on a second.
Hello? Hello? Who's this on my phone? It's in the middle of the night. It's 2 in the morning. Hello. 2 in the fucking morning. Who is this? Who's on my phone? Were you talking to my daughter?
Your daughter was talking to me, yes.
What were you talking to my daughter about? Don't ever call here again, asshole.
Wow, he ended up being really boring. In other news, Tina has now added me to Facebook.
You just suck. Like, you're good at, like, getting a hold of people, and then you fucking fall apart.
I didn't have anything to say.
Thanks a lot, Samantha.
Confused.
You had a goddamn goof in love with you, wellness, and pictures of your dick, and you didn't hear your email.
And I asked you guys, I'm like, what should I say? And nobody replied to me.
I wasn't complaining about it. I thought it was funny.
I didn't hear most of it.
He's given your email.
Matt's just complaining a lot.
I did give him my email, and he said he didn't know how to email.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
He didn't know how to email Google Mail. He didn't know if you could email Gmail as well.
No. See, like...
Wow. He's young. How does he not know that?
No, he's my age. Like, exactly my age.
Yeah, but he's young, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's young enough to know how to use Gmail and Yahoo separately.
He sent me a message that said baby.
Tell me you're in so much trouble.
Hey, baby, why did your dad answer? Guys, I don't have anything to say to this guy.
You should just defriend him and block him. Report him to Facebook.
Report him as your asset.
What?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, call him back.
Only if you talk.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah, I'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Gunner.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing, buddy?
Wow, Idaho is actually large.
My cat's attacking my mouse.
Yeah, it's very empty. You know, like, there's not a lot there.
I just had a dream a minute ago where I had a pet tiger, and I was scared of it, so I thought we should get rid of it.
Hey, Samantha, you talk to him. Okay?
That was some good thinking in your dream.
No.
No, Gunner, you said you would talk.
All right, I'm going
to
talk to him.
Yeah, but that's the scheme. I'm calling from the 80s.
Hello? Hey, man, I didn't get your dick pics yet. I'm printing them out right now. I didn't get anything in the email. Do you want me to give you your email again so you can send me your dick pic?
Who is this?
This is your new girlfriend, Samantha. I just turned off the voice changer. I'm actually a man. You can tell by my pictures, but I was just trying to sound like a girl so that you'd like me at first. But I really have a dick.
Fine.
So I don't know if that's cool with you. I have the female parts too, but I have a dick. So. You can tell by my face, it's a manly face. Is that cool with you, bro?
I don't know.
You ever, it's like, you don't have to suck it or anything, you just kind of look at it, maybe. It's not big, I mean. Do you need my email still to send the picture? Buddy?
Do you actually have a sister?
No. I had a little voice changer on my computer. It makes me sound like a girl. Like, it raises my voice up. I'm actually a guy. And I like you so much that I just wanted to come clean. Because, like, it's our anniversary, everything. And like,
well,
if,
you know, I'm not gay or anything, just letting you know.
I'm not saying you're gay. It's not gay. I do have a pussy and everything. It's just there's a dick there still. I haven't got it removed. But everything else is good. It's all working. The pipes work. The plumbing's fine. And, like, I can get pregnant and everything, too, so. If you want to have kids, I don't know what your deal is. It's not gay. Believe me, it's not gay. Trust me. So you still, can you give me your email? Or do you want my email or what? Buddy, you there? Honey? Doll? It's a little gay, but not that gay.
Honey doll, that was awesome. You can't have both parts.
He's not very chatty.
I'm in the middle. I'm not all the way done.
Well, no, they just take your dick and scoop the meat out and turn it inside out.
You can tell by my penguin picture that I'm a man.
Right? Don't you like look like right at the crotch on the
I didn't know what to say. That was all I could come up with.
That was great.
Yeah, because it made him very uncomfortable.
He thought about it.
Yeah, he was thinking about it.
It's not okay, though. I promise.
Okay, do you want to call Darren McFadden?
Yeah.
And say we have a little motorcycle?
He lives in that...
We can say it for something ridiculous, like your midget sister.
Samantha, he lives in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, fuck.
I think, maybe. I think that's what this is.
What's wrong with that? About Kansas City, Missouri?
We just can't wrap our heads around that, because Kansas City is in Missouri. It's been blowing my mind for days.
My mind just from today on. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I saw your ad for a little motorcycle. I'm wondering, I have a retarded midget little sister, and I'm wondering if it would be the appropriate size for her to ride around, possibly.
I'm sorry, you have what?
I have a retarded midget little sister, and I wanted to know if it would be the good size for her to ride around in.
Probably not. I mean... It has a lot of torque to it. It's a big engine on a little bike, and it has a lot of torque, so if she couldn't run the throttle, it'd probably throw her off of it.
She'll figure it out. I have faith. I'll just put her on there. And you don't really need a helmet on those things, right?
Yeah, you do. It's literally a little motorcycle.
There's no law about it, though, right?
There's no what?
Law about wearing a helmet on them, because I don't have the money to just buy a helmet and shit for her, and I don't really care about her that much anyway. So just gonna
But a helmet's only $20 at Walmart.
Yeah, but I'm already paying $500 for the motorcycle, and fuck, I have to like give her some bread every day and shit, so I don't really have the money for a helmet. You know what I mean? So Can I come and pick that up now?
Huh?
I'm just going to bring the money to your place right now. What's the directions? She's going to
At 12 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning?
I want to have care for her in the morning as a present. Like, it's going to be Christmas all over again, because I didn't really get her anything for Christmas.
Wow. It would probably have to be in the morning before I can meet anybody.
I'm gonna need. I'll give you an extra $200 if you do it right now.
Do what?
If you just bring it right now, I'll give you an extra $200.
Well, I got my kids are sleeping and everything, and I
They'll
can't
be
exactly.
It'll be like 10 minutes. What intersection are you at?
I live in Avondale. Is where I live.
Avondale?
You know where Avondale's at?
Yeah. Are you near a McDonald's?
No, I'm by North Kansas City Hospital.
Oh, the hospital, kinda. Yeah, okay. You want to just meet me at the hospital then? I'll give you an extra $200 if you do it right now. I just want to have my retarded sister have this present, this little tiny motorcycle for her tomorrow morning, like Christmas. It would really mean a lot.
Yeah, I guess if she wants. Right,
she
yeah.
would love it. Okay. So, I'll meet you there, and how long will it take you to get there?
I can be over there in like 10 minutes. I just live, literally just right next door. I'm quarter pot
okay,
away from
it'll
it.
It'll take me about 15, so leave in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, just call me when you get there.
Just be there. Be in front of emergency. I'll be the one with the
Who is this?
Shopping cart.
You'll be the one with the shopping cart. Who is this?
This is Christine.
Christina?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be the one with the shopping cart.
Yeah, I need to take it back and something.
You live far from here or something? I mean, because if you don't live far from here, you can literally ride it home.
No, no, no. I wouldn't trust that thing with my life. Are you kidding me?
Do what?
I wouldn't trust that thing with my life. Are you kidding me? All right, so just meet me there in 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You always fall apart at the end, kid.
I'm sorry, I couldn't stop laughing. There was no
like,
way.
Like,
laughing.
You have him standing there like a fucking goof.
Oh my god, Brad Carter's on.
What are you talking about? I've been here.
How long?
Like the whole time.
He invited you, you retard.
Well, I was at my neighbor's house talking about Nazi cats.
Oh, them again. Oh, awesome. Gunnar, was I supposed to have told Samantha about...
Which one?
The incident.
What incident?
I gotta pause this. I gotta crap again.
With Mr. Draper.
Oh, God. No, nothing happened.
Should we go off the air?
Please no. Tell. Please
we're on
tell.
The air.
Yeah. Go off the air. I gotta hear that story.
There's nothing. There is no story, dude. I was just saying that I was talking to...
You want me to go off the air? Oh.
Well, my cat's muting my mic. Hold on.
How
she's
convenient
on my keyboard.
That it happens now.
No, I'm serious. I was just talking to, we're just talking to Captain Crunch and we're just, bullshitting around. It was pretty cool. Oh. He was talking about Adrian Lamo and different things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like just you and him?
Yeah, I called him up.
Wow. I didn't think you would accept a call from a random person.
No, he does actually. He's pretty cool.
Cause he said on an interview, he only accepts calls from donators.
Well, I haven't donated yet, but maybe I will. He did mention that he has some physical therapy routine.
Yeah. I remember.
Wait, he's not... That wasn't actually the football player, obviously.
No, it wasn't. I was just going to say we should talk about it.
What football player?
Everybody here loves Captain Crunch. That's all I'm saying.
I know I do.
Everyone here at the Phone Losers Complex...
How come you guys always have to put things in chat like, you suck, you're ruining it, without any suggestions? Like, if you're going to have criticism, have constructive criticism.
It's just Matt. He's angry.
Fucking. You can start talking at any time you want, you know?
Who, me?
Or, no, I'm just being angry for no reason.
Oh, I see.
Oh, God. Okay, Charles sent me 2 more messages.
Oh, no. What'd he say?
Are you're really a girl? And then in caps, I better be dating a woman.
Let's call him back and you have the woman voice. Can you do the woman voice again?
Okay, will you at least give me lines to say instead of just making fun of what I'm saying?
Just
okay.
say, baby, it was a test. I wanted to see if you truly love me, if you could accept me for whatever I am. But I'm a real woman. But I'm a real woman. And then go into some fucked up shit. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
See, there is no such thing as voice changers.
I'll type a bunch of shit. You just read it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my god. I gotta get this number dialed. This is hard work. No, it didn't work that time. There
see, it's just he's really boring. He doesn't give you a lot to go off.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Yeah.
I'll be giggling hysterically in
you
the background.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 20860.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, he really... lacks personality.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Baby?
What?
Baby, it was just a test. That was my best friend.
Oh, okay.
I'm a real woman.
Okay.
And I'm going to treat you right.
Okay, I just want to know because I got a little worried.
No, I don't want you to worry about anything ever again. Do you like long walks on the beach?
Yeah, I love long walks.
Maybe
I
want
to go to Paris.
You want to go to Paris? Will you buy me a ticket?
Yeah.
You will?
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will. Once we get
a job?
A house and that? Huh?
Once you get a job?
Yeah.
How about...
You have everything you want.
Do you make any money now?
I could do odd jobs, yeah.
Do you have any credit cards?
No.
Do you have a bank account?
No, not yet, but I will.
How often do you smoke meth? Hello, honey?
Hey, what?
How often do you smoke meth?
I don't smoke.
Oh. I want you to get a bank. I want you to get some money tomorrow and PayPal me some. But I don't know if we're going to have a lot in common when we meet because... We don't both smoke meth. You know what I mean?
Hey, did you get his money yet?
Shh.
Sorry. I forgot the phone was on.
Sorry, it's okay. Is Grandma there?
No.
Who do you live with?
I live with my parents.
Can I talk to your mom? I want to ask if you're a good man.
You have a number.
Okay. What is it?
608-0970.
What?
It's the same as mine. It's just the last four are different.
Okay. I got it. Are they at home right now? They're probably sleeping, right? I should just go ahead and wake them up.
Probably not.
They're probably not sleeping?
Oh, no, they're probably up now. Actually, call them. She's probably up.
This okay. is PJ. Leave me a message.
What was that? Your other bitch? You gave me a fake number?
This is PJ. Leave me a message.
That doesn't sound like your mom. That sounds like a young bitch. What the hell is this? Do you think this is a joke?
No, it's not a joke. That is my mother.
I don't believe you. Go upstairs and put her on the phone right now, or else I'm not going to believe you, and I'm breaking up with you.
She lives in Salmon, I'm sorry.
Is your mother a woman of the night?
Yeah, she stays up the night.
Is she hot?
She's 44.
She's what?
She's 44 and she's married.
But is she hot? Like, would you fuck her if she wasn't your mom?
I would, but she's my mom, so.
Do you ever think about her sexually?
No.
Have you seen her boobs?
Yeah, when I was little.
Did you like them? When you give her a hug, does it excite you ever?
No.
Would you like to shit on my chest?
What?
Would you like to shit on my chest? A big
if
hot
you want
shit.
To.
Can I do it to you?
You can do anything you want to me.
Okay. Have you done that before?
Nope.
I want you to go steal all your mom's money and send it to me. Okay.
I'm not a stealer.
Can I fuck you with a paper bag of a picture of your mom stapled to it?
What?
Can I fuck you with a paper bag, but like with a picture of your mom stapled to it, like to the front, like a face?
If you want to.
What's the craziest sexual thing you've ever done?
Nothing really.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh. And how old are you?
21.
Have you ever touched yourself in that special spot and made the white stuff come up?
Yeah, I do masturbate.
Where is the craziest place you've ever done that?
In a car.
Was it your mom's car?
Yeah, I was.
Did you just let it go on all the seats and never explain what that stain was from?
Yep, never done that. Yep. Never explained it to her.
Do you like anal? Because I've got a strap on.
Never done it.
So I'm just going to do it to you. You don't mind, right?
Huh?
I'm just going to go ahead and do that to you. While your dad watches. I want to do you in the ass with the strap on while your dad watches. Is that okay?
Only when we're alone.
What?
I said only, not around my parents.
No, that's part of the deal, or else I'm going to cut this
you
off.
You have reached the maximum time permitted.
Sorry, that was my phone. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was, never mind. So, so, how are you? Oh, I want those pics that you promised me. I want you to send me pictures of yourself naked.
How am I going to do that?
You're going to take
isn't
a picture
your phone
off.
A landline?
What?
I said, isn't your phone a landline?
Yeah, so you're going to have to Gmail it to me.
Send me your Gmail and a message and then I'll...
I just write it down, you fucking lazy bastard. You don't have a job. You can pick up your hand and write a fucking email address down.
I'm going to take a shower.
No, you need to do it now or else we're broken up.
Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
You like cats?
Do I like cats?
Yeah.
I love them.
I got a cat.
What do you do with it late at night? You can tell me. I do the same thing. What are you doing right now? I can't do this relationship if you can't talk. You need to talk.
I am talking. Okay, I'm ready.
To take the picture?
No, for your email.
Oh, okay. Great. Samantha. At. Do you know how to spell Samantha, first of all?
Well, yeah.
S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A And then you put the little at sign. It's like an A with a squiggly around it.
Yeah.
And then NOTLA.com.
NOTLA.com.
What?
Napa
no, NOTLA.com. Read it back to me, fucking retard.
Yeah, Samantha at... What?
Not. NOTLA. NOTLA.com.
Okay.
Read it back to me.
NOTLA.com. Samantha at... NOTLA.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, are you sending it right now?
I will when you get off the phone.
Should I hang up then?
Yeah, and you can message me.
Okay, we'll call you back. Do it within 5 minutes because I really don't have all fucking day for your ass, okay?
Wow.
Wow. Now I'm going to have to, like, get a...
Life. Okay, the mom's answering machine was not my idea.
Yeah, I know. That was on the whole time. I just asked.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Is this thing still on?
That's why I kept feeding you stuff about the mom.
Yeah, that was good.
You guys, I'm going to have to look at an email with this guy's penis now.
For sure.
Awesome. This isn't funny.
Oh, God.
Are you on air?
I give it like a 20% chance of getting to you.
I think pretty good.
He seems okay at comprehension. Just
I don't know. He has a cat.
Do you like cats?
I don't know, man.
Remember Roxy? Hey, awesome. Roxy asking the bomb if he had a cat.
Did you hear me? Come on. I was like, did you get the money yet?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with this guy?
Wow. Dude, he's a fucking lunkhead.
Usually that ends it.
I feel sad that he's like, someone like him exists.
Maybe he's a fed. He's just trying to get people trolling.
Maybe. Because he sounds bright enough for that.
God. Probably. Can we call Darren McFadden back and see if he dropped the motorcycle off?
Okay, we can call him here now. Why do we have to do calls surrounding me? Like, can someone else call for once?
I can try.
You're missed call. I want to make some calls.
Did
Gunner, did you see that guy's Facebook?
No, never.
Like, I'm the least coherent right now, and I have to fucking do all the calls.
I don't think you're the least coherent.
No, I don't.
Chatterbug 9?
Is that him? Is that him, Samantha?
Who? Wishing I had a GF activities.
Yeah.
Like a really nerdy looking guy? Oh, it's Charles Hadaman.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's him.
It looks like a fake profile, right?
Maybe you were right then. Maybe it is really fake.
Yeah, really?
No.
And just
who would... I don't know.
He gave his mom's number up really quick.
I know.
Dork. Why would he say yes?
Hey, wait, were any of you on the phone this morning on the conference with Roxy? We called up...
Roxy sucks.
We called up a hotel, and this lady had checked in or something, so we had her name or whatever. Anyway, we called the hotel, and she had just checked out, so we couldn't talk to her. So he actually gave up her her home phone number to us, the hotel clerk.
Nice.
And our reason was because she hit our car and we needed it for insurance.
Oh my God!
And she just gave it to us.
Well, it wasn't Roxy in church.
I don't know. Is today Sunday?
This guy must be a troll, dude. Every single post on. No international singles are allowed to contact me unless they truly want to be with me. My Yahoo is street legal 89. Good morning. Any girls can text me. Any Filipino women can add me. I'm looking for a GF to text. any woman here in the USC can text me, who want to date me.
How many friends does he have? What is this thing again?
It says
somebody posts.
He posted an hour ago, I want a Filipino girlfriend that won't ask me for money.
Yeah, I think that's so. And she's asking him for money.
I like that Sam used her real Facebook to add him and everything.
She will. She'll give it to anybody.
Wow.
I'm not OMG. No.
I don't know an OMG.
I haven't got
the stupidest name ever.
I haven't got any emails yet.
Should we call him back? Tell him to hurry the fuck up?
No, give him time to take the picture. He's probably just trying to get the best angle.
Oh, God.
He's great. What is that, like, what is that little thing on his picture?
Well, like, I see
a watermark because he hasn't paid for an actual photo.
Let me give you the number for that.
Oh, it says only photo.
Peddling photography.
There's two or three photos, but they're all pretty bad.
I'm looking at it.
What's this? Am I calling him back?
That's the number on the photo. We can ask him about copyright issues or something.
Let's report his Facebook.
It's way too late. Mobile uploads. Look at how proud he is that he's
Yeah, Samantha does kind of.
And what's the second one? In fucking, like, a Walmart or something?
I don't resemble a man. What?
Yeah, you do.
A little bit.
Okay.
Wait, who said that? I don't know. What are you...
You did.
Nah.
When you're like, yeah.
No, you don't.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Kirk. Please leave me a message. Bye.
It is just a guy, though. It's not like a company.
Oh, we should have left him. Hey, it's Charles.
What do you mean, hey, it's Charles?
Hey, it's Charles Haddenham. Just wondering if you could take some more photos, because my girlfriend wants me to email some naked photos to her on the internet.
Okay, you got to leave that.
How has he only picked up 24 friends in 6 months?
It's been, like, since February 14th.
I'm so sad for him. No, he's
they're all, like, about single women.
He goes back to December.
And then least. Charles went from being single to in a relationship.
Gunnar, are you going to leave that message?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is gloomier, rain or snow?
Answer, both.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Kirk. Please leave me a message. Bye.
Hey, Kirk, it's Charles Haddenham. I've got a new girlfriend, and she wants me to take some pictures, like, without different clothing on and stuff. You know, like, some sexy stuff. So I just wonder if you do that, and, like, might be some, like, full-on frontal nudity, different things like that. But, you know, I don't know if you do that kind of stuff, but yeah, I got this new girlfriend. She's Filipino, and she's like wild. She's wild and crazy, and she's just hot to get my pictures. So if you want to give me a call back, my number is, let's see, I got a new cell phone here. 208-608-0970. Or you can also call my mom's phone, 208-608-1850. Thanks a lot.
That was good.
It says one thing here, he was engaged.
Yeah, I saw his relationship status change. Maybe he was just messing around.
They change, like, all the time.
So do you think this guy's just full of it? Like, he's really actually smart or something?
I think they're, like, people he talks to once, and, like, you're my girlfriend now.
His sister lives in Turkey. She's in the Air Force. Oh, no.
Just kidding.
That's not sad.
You fucker.
Play the sad music, because I think I'm going to go lay down. My stomach feels weird.
It's a conditioned response.
Are you playing that right now?
Yeah, it's just for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
You're leaving us?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't know. I can't, like, all this time we talked, I haven't even finished one beer. I feel like kind of.
That's too bad. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, Kate. I'll give you a holler tomorrow.
Okay.
What's the movie?
The movie? I don't know. I haven't talked about it with anyone.
Okay. Well, I will. I'll definitely give you guys a call. Okay. There's Samantha and Gunner.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta slam down the phone on him. Now what's gonna happen?
Jake Kiesel's your best friend.
Who is mine?
Mm-hmm. Who made
Wait,
this?
Did he send anything yet?
Chris Ellerbeck. Oh, okay.
What?
How is Jennifer Martino number 4 on Chris Ellerbeck's best friends list?
I don't know. She must.
Oh, it's some Facebook thing.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Jen doesn't reply that much on my shit.
Who's this guy with the furry base?
Furry base.
You're at some place and he's got a huge base and it's like furry. He looks like a biker guy.
Oh, it was a ZZ Top cover band.
Wow, that looks awesome.
We went to it was at a bar about a month ago.
Are you still playing that?
Playing what?
That's the music right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why, do you think you're hearing things?
You're playing that on the piano?
Oh, no, I'm not playing that.
Oh, okay. All right, anyways.
Samantha, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was talking to someone.
Are we boring?
yeah, you are. Did he email anything?
Oh, shit. Oh, thank God, no.
Should we call him back?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know either. We can go to Open Book and find someone else.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy. His life sucks. I'm looking at
Do you want to call John Weeks?
Of course I do. Okay, I'm highlighting it. Oh my God, here it goes.
Okay, I'm not talking. I talked on every single other one, so you can
talk. I don't know what to say. Do you know what to say, Gunner?
Fuck you very much.
Okay.
I don't know. What is this guy?
I'll talk to him about, slander.
Hey, it's JJ. Can you get a hold of me? Let me miss.
Let's try once more.
Hello?
Hello, is this John Weeks? Hello?
John.
Is this John Weeks? What the hell?
Loser.
I'm going to try him back. He thinks I'm a collector or a bounty hunter or something.
Hey, it's JJ. Can you get a hold of me?
You got to call him JJ, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how about if someone said specifically no prank calls, please?
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's
yes.
JJ. Can you get a hold of me? Let me miss.
Okay, yeah. We'll do this.
What does this even mean? Today is final day for Illuminati Eyes Facebook for me.
It's Illuminati Day?
He thinks the Illuminati control Facebook.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So we should be like the government agent saying, I'm watching you. I know what you're doing.
That's a great idea.
Fuck you. Why do you have to make fun of my ideas?
I'm not making fun.
You were being facetious. Oh, God.
There's not going to be an answer.
hang up then. I got a better one. Well, another good
Your
one.
Your call has been forwarded. Oh, better.
Oops.
I need someone to talk to. Mark's leaving me because he thinks I'm cheating on him, but I'm not. My number is.
That sounds good.
I call her and tell her that Mark's actually cheating on her.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to do any calls.
Well, yeah,
you
exactly.
should do this one. What's the number? Oh, you posted it. There it is. Oh, Gunner's trying to make things easy for me.
Yeah, put a plus one before your numbers.
Oh, this one looks depressing. I don't want to talk
They're
to
all depressing.
Samantha, what's wrong with you? Samantha, what are you doing to me?
Hello?
Hey, baby. You want to hook up?
Who is this?
You want to hook up?
Who is this?
We could get back at Mark. You know, be
Who
like,
is this?
You think I'm cheating on you? Guess what? Now I am, bitch. It's a brilliant plan. I'm glad I thought of it. So, I'll be over there in like 10 minutes.
Who is this?
It's Brad. Type like the wind, Samantha.
Oh, sorry.
Who?
Hey, Tesla, do you know the Tesla coil? Like, you know the scientist?
Who is this?
Do you know the Tesla coil? What that is?
Yeah, but who is this?
Wait, what is it? I don't understand how it works.
Do you think you know it because your name is Tesla and like mm-hmm. people are always comparing you to it? Or do
were you named after the Tesla guy?
Are your parents all science-y?
Mm-hmm.
No. Who is this?
We're just here to listen. We're just friends. We saw that you're in a time of need.
We want to pray with you.
I don't know who you are.
Dear Lord.
Please be with Dear Lord, our Tesla. Savior, something. Something. I don't know what you say, but something, something.
Please be with Tesla in this time of need.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of. I'm not.
What is the Tesla coil, though? Do you know?
How does it actually work? I mean, mm-hmm. oh.
I'm sorry.
She's gone.
Go. I had to help you out.
Oh,
or
thanks.
maybe not help.
Whoa, where'd that music come from?
Oh, sorry.
That was Fuck You by Lily Allen, right?
Yep. Fuck you very
That's
much.
That's an awesome song.
Fuck you very much.
It sounds like Sesame Street. Samantha.
Sorry, I muted my mic so I can type, and then I was in the middle of a really important thought, and I just could not stop typing, or else I would have totally forgot it.
Share the thought with us, please.
No, it was about genetic engineering.
Oh, that's why we need to hear it, please. Hurry. Come on. Tell us about genetic engineering.
Everybody, I just want to say that Justin Bieber is selling a lock of his hair on eBay. The current bid is $12,000. So if you're a big Bieber fan like I am, get on it. Spend a bunch of money.
It's I really for am, good but cause. I can't afford that.
What?
I can't afford that much.
Well, then you're obviously not a true fan.
That really hurt.
No, but seriously, come on, man. He's selling his hair for $12,000. It's for a good cause, though, you know. Should I place a bid and then back out?
Did he cut it from the front of his head?
It's the lock of his hair. I don't know.
Like, is it in the back? Because he always wears hats, so it's not like that impressive, really.
He did it on the Ellen show.
Apparently.
Because I keep up with it.
Hello?
Hi, Chantel.
Who's it?
Hey, it's Brad. I like how you put your pic on your profile.
Who's Brad?
What? My name is Brad. Was it, like, hard to do to figure out how to put your picture on there?
Yeah.
really? Like, what kind of problems did you run into? Because I want to know, because I'm thinking about putting a picture on my profile, and I want to know what to expect. Like, you know, what kind of problems I might run into trying to put my picture up. Like, what was the first problem?
I'm actually sleeping right now, so...
How are you talking if you're sleeping?
I'm actually going to sleep.
Oh, but I just have a few questions that won't take long, and then you can go right back to sleep. Like, what was the first thing that was hard about it? Like, was it that you couldn't find where to upload?
No, I'm good.
Were you using the wrong file formats? Were you using file formats that didn't work? Oh, she's gone.
Maybe it was the typing.
Sorry.
You gotta hit the mute button when you're typing.
Okay, so it's stop.
No, I'm just saying, you just hit that. That's what I... See, watch. Mute. See, it works.
But yeah,
then,
I know.
Then we just... Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I have no idea what just happened.
Basically, you're just making this call, and then there's a bunch of typing, and she's like,
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Charles messaged me. Babe, call my mom and tell her none of it is true.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I feel like I just went through... Oh, my god.
You guys, I have an email from him.
What?
I have an email from... Charles, I think. A photo email. An email with an attachment. No. I don't want to open it.
Forward it to me.
I don't want to do this.
Forward it to me.
This is beyond our scope, Brad.
Yeah, I want to see if I can forward it to you, because I don't...
This is deviating from our normal path.
We're turning into Dex. This is how Dex started.
You know, his name was Scream9 before. Like, that's because I talked to him a long time ago.
Oh, shit. I can't forward without opening it first. Okay. Oh, my God. Penises.
Oh, shit. Posted on his wall.
No. I want to tag him in these. Yes,
did he really just say that?
What?
Tell my mom it's not true.
Yes, I swear to God.
Oh my god, this poor guy.
His life is ruined.
Samantha, I just forwarded you. Wait, Gunnar, what's your email address?
Which email did you send it to? IOVenus.
IOVenus. Gunnar, what's your email address? Gunnar really wants to see it because he just gave his email address.
Well, I don't know. I don't really want to see it. Don't send it to me then.
Oh no, come on, it's worth the laugh. Just get right.
Oh my god. I'm gonna die. This could be an Encyclopedia Dramatica article.
Can we call his mom and say it's true?
Did you see it, Gunner?
Oh god, man, are you serious?
Try not to look at the first one, just look at the second one.
Is it like, what kind of attachment is it? Is it zip or something?
Oh
man. Really? Why?
I want to post
you
the picture.
Hold that somewhere.
I want to post it on my Richard Cardo profile and then tag him in it.
Why?
Samantha, I think you need to post that picture. You've got nudes in your pictures already.
You
can make it a private picture and then tag him in it.
Oh, God, why? I just want to delete it. I have to open it to delete. No, I don't.
Delete. Guys.
What?
This is nothing. This is really. I did not expect this.
You're so.
Are we recording?
We're on the air.
Oh yeah. God, it's good. We need to put these somewhere so all the listeners can go somewhere to look at them.
Oh no!
I don't think we can blow this up any bigger than it is.
It's a chunky man with a penis. I mean, you can imagine. It's nothing special. It's nothing gross or anything. It's just...
I think we should call his mom, though. And just don't laugh. Just be like, it's real.
Samantha, I think it's awesome when you laugh. It makes me laugh.
Yeah,
and he didn't even seem to care about that. Like, he's still seeing penis pictures and...
Can you paste the log?
The log?
Paste the last, like, 10 chat messages he sent.
No, we're not talking on chat. He's only going Facebook messages.
That's what I'm saying. It's still a chat, Facebook message, Facebook yeah, IM.
Hold the fuck on.
How many fucking Facebook Instant Messenger? I don't know what...
I was really dreading opening that email.
Oh, that's so
fun. I gave mine first, and then you're like, send it to Natla.
I'm tagging him right now.
Hey, let's upload his pictures into my stuff folder.
That's what I just told you to do.
Did he break into your... No, never mind.
And then Tombstone can find them.
Oh, I'm so confused.
I'm gonna die. Why, Tombstone's listening?
Long story, Samantha. Let's not get into it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Tombstone, you know, he might find it because he likes big fat guys. That's all we're saying.
Ouch.
No. God damn you.
I want to put the pictures up, but I don't.
Let's just think about it.
I wish I could tag him.
Let's not make any decisions right this second.
I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose my Richard Cardo Facebook because that brings me lots of happiness.
Okay, I'll just leave it on for just.
Maybe you should 4chan it, Brad. I know you don't 4chan, but maybe you should 4chan it.
His pictures.
Oh, well, and his number.
Take the recording. Take everything.
Oh God, he sent me another one, babe. Please, in this time in caps. Babe, please call my mom and tell her you're sorry for what you said about her.
Oh, shit.
We didn't say anything. He said it.
Yeah. Do you feel bad yet, Samantha? Or do you just, like, not have conscience?
No, yeah. I don't feel bad at all. I'm a fucking sociopath.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Do you think we're all sociopaths? Or just you?
I just think me. Well, because you seem to have some sort of regret.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Gunner might too.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not a huge regret, but it's there a little.
Yeah, it's sort of like can't turn it off. Just sort of like a,
I wonder if the photograph guy is gonna call him. I'm sure he will, actually. I mean, he sounded pretty legit.
Forward him the images, look up the name of the company, and then forward him the images and be like, hey, I took these. Do you think you could do better with lighting?
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of small.
Samantha just tagged me in his penis book.
No, I didn't. Someone else tagged you.
Oh, what? Wait, who tagged me? Is that him?
No, someone else.
Oh, okay.
Tristan. I thought it was. Who's Tristan?
Are you serious? You put it up?
She's just going to put it up for a little while to get his reaction.
Yeah.
So wait. If you go to... Oh, wait. Everyone listening, go to facebook.com/thesamantha. Facebook.com/thesamantha.
You never say it's the dot Samantha. She
it's
never
not
says
the
that.
Dot Samantha.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's, no, not. It's not. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, I'm gonna entice him. Babe, look at my profile. Megan.
She didn't even make the picture private. Did you see it, Gutter?
Yeah, I see it.
It's not the bad picture. It's the far away picture.
No, I think that's the worst.
Where he looks kind of like Peter Griffith.
It's a unicorn chaser.
Don't tag me on that shit, dude.
Why not? Oh, Matt needs to wake up. Matt needs to see penis.
Unicorn Chaser is a concept created.
This is my favorite pick ever.
Like. listeners,
oh, it's there.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha and add her as a friend while you're there. Cause
you know what? I can just, yeah, I can make it like totally public, not just friends only.
Yeah.
But no, I want people to friend me. But I guess I can. Oh, someone just friended me.
Someone just said, you've gained weight. Someone just said that to you.
What an asshole. That's clever though. How do I edit this? How do I edit this? So it's public. I publish public. Oh, friends only. Hold on. I'm clicking. It's not doing anything. I'll just. What the hell? I'm trying to see. Can someone help me?
Help you what?
How do I make the picture not friends only? Do I just have to repost it?
Make it what? Not what? I just posted a comment though for you. It's an important comment.
Yeah, well, you guys are assholes.
We're not assholes. Why are you so quiet? We can't barely hear you.
No, not you. You and the guy who called me fat.
Who called you fat?
You've gained weight. Get it?
You don't see that there's a joke like going on. There's a big fat guy.
That's a huge joke.
But it's a joke at my expense.
It's not at your expense at all. You're like a fat man now.
Okay, I put it on public now. But I'll friend whoever just friended me. I posted it again. Okay, Connor Carrington. I don't know who this is. We don't even have friends in common. Okay.
I wonder if all 12 listeners have gone to your Facebook now.
Connor Carrington said, wait, you are not fat. Oh my god. Charles replied.
Oh shit, what did he say?
Babe, my mom is upset right now for what you said about her.
She has every right to be.
We should call. I think you deserve a call.
I wonder if that was a home answering machine. Was the mom like sitting next to it listening the whole time? Was she awoken to that conversation?
That's pretty funny.
Oh no, the paper bag part. I completely forgot about that.
Why is Gunnar not talking?
He's crying. He's embarrassed.
Oh no, some guy that's into like fat girls friended me. No, I'm the only one. Because I don't think he's PLA at all.
Who's into fat girls?
Connor Carrington.
He just all I see is he posted awesome.
Gunner. Yeah. I definitely should we Gunner, will you talk if you call the mom?
I'm Brad Will.
Oh, I can't talk to the mom. No. No.
Just call and just be like it's all true and then mute yourself. That's all. Say it's all true.
Me?
Yeah, it's all true. Oh, okay. Whatever. No problem. Just totally mute yourself. You see the button where there's a mic and there's a slash through it.
You want me not to laugh, right?
Just don't say it. Just well, be like.
Her mom knows that she's giggly.
Well, it's all true. Bam.
Okay.
Do I have to mute too? Do I have to mute?
Hello.
Hello. It's all true.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's Hello? This?
It's all true.
What's all true? Hello?
It's all true.
Mom?
Hello?
Mom?
I'm not your mother.
Future mama.
Excuse me?
You're my future mama. It's all true. I'm Charles's new girlfriend, and I'm having his children. And it's all true. Again. It's all true.
No, you are not. And this is going to be investigated by a police officer. You need to stop calling my phone and my son's phone because they're getting blocked. Goodbye.
I'm his girlfriend.
Gunner, did you hear that guy, that GPS coordinates guy?
No, what is that from?
It's from last night, the trailer park lady that we called.
Why was the guy talking about GPS coordinates?
He wanted us to come over so he could kick our ass.
So he gave us down. You weren't there for Trailer Park Dino. Oh my god, Gunner missed one.
Yeah, it's on Go to the Phone Losers Facebook and it's on there.
Alright, whatever.
You have to. It's like 20 minutes long, but it's crazy.
I'll listen to it while I fall asleep.
Alright.
Okay, I'm deleting this picture now before my friends
do it. I asked him for his address so I could put it in my GPS. So he gave me the coordinates. Yes.
How come I don't see the phone losers?
Did you take down your picture?
Me? Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'll never get to see his... Never mind.
No, you can see it anytime.
No. I deleted that email.
Uh-oh. Trailer Park Tina?
Yeah. Does that mean you're going to bed, Gunner?
She what?
Not necessarily, no. What time is it? Midnight? Oh, yeah, sorry, that's my headphones. It's midnight. You can hear everything. Hey, who's that midget in the picture with Evie?
It's 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight. Midget?
Yeah, there's like this little person. There's Evie, some guy with a beard, and there's like some kind of a...
Oh, that's a little girl that lives at our
friend's house. Just kidding. Matt and I have this running joke about that picture.
Oh. Yeah, I've had other people say that she's weird looking.
Well, just in the picture, the angles, the color, it's an angle thing.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god, I just offended like 10 people. I know this guy. Now I like know all these people in the photos. It's like weird.
Very
Jesus.
Weird. Oh god, it does look like a midget.
Doesn't Wait, it? But bed? That's like a, it's like an 8-year-old kid.
Where are you guys finding bed, this right? picture?
It's on the phone losers page. Oh. They're all reading your book.
Oh, okay, yeah. I get it.
Oh. Did Rob the Hyena get your thing to work with the IRC?
I do not know.
He told you about that?
What?
He told you about that?
About what? He just asked me about some IRC thing.
Oh, crap. He's calling back. He's calling back. Should I answer?
Yeah, dude, just...
Sprint customer 208
Oh, no.
6081 Thank you. Accept the landline message. To hear this message, press 1. Babe, call my mom and apologize to her for what you said about her. To reply by voice, press 1. To reply by
text, wait, I'm going to leave a voice message.
By at the tone. When you are done,
me?
Press 1.
Boop, boop, beep, beep, pop, pop, blah, 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 blah. Everyone just yell things and see what happens. Blah, 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 blah. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every Tuesday.
Or just every other day.
Who wants to go to the dentist for me tomorrow?
I do. Mm. All right, that's our text.
Text to speech, eh?
Reply sent. Thank you for using text to landline.
I wonder what that's going to look like. It's going to come across as like 5 separate messages.
Is it that's text to speech?
Yeah, it's texting.
Should we call his mom again? And I'll be like, "You told me to stop calling him, but he keeps telling me to call you."
Speech to text.
Yeah, well, text to speech.
What did you say, Samantha?
No, it's speech. Oh yeah, okay, whatever. I forget.
Wow.
Should we call his mom back, I think was his point.
Did you just cut that out and make it like a...
Yeah.
Did you put it into Sam?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. Wow. Shit just like took off in the last 2 days. I made a prank call with Matt the other night and he was hilarious. Like he just learned... He's got like all these voices now and shit.
Laugh Track Matt?
Yeah.
Wow. Laugh Track Matt's like hella good at prank calls now. He didn't used to be. Hella.
hella good. I know what you're saying, because he was good in the Tina call and he was good whatever night he got drunk and had no one listening to him.
Well, he has dial out now, so he's like practicing all the time.
Oh,
our Matt, he's really growing up.
Oh, God.
Should we call her mom? His mom?
We already did. It didn't go well.
Should we call again? He told us to.
That's
true. I think, I don't know. I don't think anything. Those are some weird posts on Facebook, though. I mean, he has got like 16 posts where he's just like, "I want to."
Yeah, I don't think he was trolling. I think he's like, I don't know, really desperate for a Filipino wife. But apparently, he's up for anything.
Should I play music? There's no...
Oh,
we need some piano background.
Here, I'm calling...
Okay, you talk to him, Brad.
Oh, shit.
Say your mic off.
What is this? What is this?
Found out about this.
Just some random guy. Just say you're asking for Brad. He owes you money on a snowplow.
I don't understand what this post even is, though.
It's just a new phone.
Oh, new phone number. Why does it say he's...
Hello.
Congratulations on the new telephone number. Did you get like a whole new cell phone, or did you just change the number?
I got a whole new cell phone.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, how come you didn't just like transfer the number over?
Transfer what number? Oh, it's a different plan. Different people.
Oh, I mean, you could have ported it, though. They have porting, like all the...
Who is this?
It's Brad. My name's Brad.
Okay.
Okay. Don't be a
smartass. Do I know you?
Don't be a smartass. No, I just saw your post on Facebook. And I just thought I'd congratulate you on the new cell phone.
Yeah, sir, we're running a new promotion where we call people and just congratulate them on their phones for free.
Okay.
So, if you want to enroll, it doesn't cost you anything. And then for the rest of your life, every time you get a new phone, we'll go ahead and give you a call. And we congratulate you. We have different sound effects we can play and stuff.
I'm good. Thanks,
sir. Sir, congratulations on your new phone.
Woo, congratulations.
You are now a active member of this new Divergent Society. Thank you for being so special. That'll be $68.50, please.
What?
$68.50. Someone told us to call you, singing jingle and all that. They didn't pay us. They said you were going to foot the bill.
So will that be a Visa or MasterCard? Oh.
So weird. This other guy says he's going to use his taxi number as his main number.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That's smart. It's another guy from Idaho. This should be fun. We could be like, hey, do you know what's his name?
Oh, Charles. Let's look up where he lived. We can send a taxi to his house.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for calling Bonner Taxi and Airport Shuttle Service.
That would be awesome to send a taxi to him.
Send him a get well soon basket. Plug it in. Oh my god. Alright, I'm not going to go through too many numbers, but this guy Braxter Timberlake.
Oh my god. Oh no, Kuna. There's a Mary Haddenham in Kuna, Idaho, but no Haddenhams in Nampa, Idaho, and he said he's from Nampa.
Huh.
What's her name? Mary L?
I forget.
Who?
The mom.
Do you want to talk to this guy?
Oh, I can.
Okay. I thought we'd do some silly ones to blow off some steam.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box
okay, you
that
talked
has
me
not
into
been
it.
Up yet. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, no. I wonder if they changed it so you can't do that anymore.
What, changed it, like, in the last 2 weeks?
Maybe. Like, maybe they've been working on it for a while and they just finally got around to it.
Some of them you have to call from the same phone number.
Yeah. Wouldn't it all be the same, though, for someone who hasn't set anything up?
No, because different carriers will handle it different ways.
I thought it was just one carrier that does that particular message.
Maybe like, that's what you
think. I'm always right,
maybe
though.
Maybe they say it in different voices.
Maybe.
I just put some deodorant on.
That's good. You were needing it.
I think so, too.
Oh, I got another email. I thought it was going to be from that guy again. More penis pictures. Thank God it wasn't.
I think I saw everything. I'm still speechless, guys. I can't even. I'm like damaged for life.
Maybe we should all hang up. It can only go down from here.
But okay, but not really me.
What?
But not really me.
Mean?
Me.
Oh, you don't want to hang up?
Right.
Okay.
Do you?
Not really.
Okay.
Sort of, maybe, a little.
You can.
You're hard to hear.
You can.
No.
Speak up, please.
Speak into the microphone.
Hello.
That's better.
Congratulations, you won.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Centralia. Isn't that where that horrible catastrophe happened?
Centralia.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Oh god.
Do you guys like cats?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not set up yet. Goodbye.
Sorry, I accidentally sat on my tones there, my buttons.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It happens.
This is Nathan White.
It happens at the weirdest times.
Yeah.
I'm not adding this person.
All right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and shit.
Okay, have fun shitting.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and shit. See, it actually works.
That was brilliant.
I meant other things, but it was a joke.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't really have to shit, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Maybe I do, is that a problem?
We're just happy you're not taking with us with you.
I can if you want.
No. We got enough
got
of that.
Wireless headphones now.
We got enough of that from Matt earlier.
Oh, God.
What are you typing, Samantha?
I'm typing something.
What is it that you're typing?
It's personal.
Why are you typing personal things on my time?
I'm sorry.
All of your energy and focus should be dedicated to me.
Hold on.
Your head's not in the game, Samantha.
Okay, now I just typed something to you.
Yeah. Again?
Do you?
Yeah, okay.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, not now, though.
So we ditch Gunner?
Oh, Connor Carrington.
Yeah, he added me as a friend, too.
Wait, cell phone, listener. Wait, what? Listener wanna see. Oh, Connor. Are we still on the...
Yeah, we're still on the air. If anyone wants to call in, they can.
Connor, I'm sorry. I didn't... I thought you were just a fake profile.
Speak up.
Connor, I thought you were just a fake profile. I'm sorry for deleting you.
Very, very sorry. I didn't delete
Maybe
you, though.
My mom is upset right now. But
I'm a true friend.
She wants you to call her. Babe, my mom is upset right now for what you said about her.
Is he emailing you again?
He's messaging me.
Oh, no. Let's learn about Connor Carrington. Is he listening right now?
Apparently.
He lives in Holly Springs, North Carolina. And he's engaged to Victoria Galloway. Isn't he awesome?
Sure. Sorry, I was texting now. What was I going to be doing?
Oh, I think we were going to be, like, switching over to cell phones.
Oh, okay, but...
We got to be nice and ditch Gunner nicely, where we don't hurt his feelings.
Need 10 minutes.
Okay.
So bye.
What? Oh, you're leaving? What? Oh, shit.
What happened?
Oh, hey, Samantha left.
She raged?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hate her so much.
Really?
I just can't stand her. I think I'm going to block her from Skype. So she can't call into the show anymore and gay it up.
I can't tell if you're joking or not. Wow, that was fucking epic, man. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to it tomorrow to hear how it all panned out.
What happened in the last 2 days? Like, some crazy fucking amount of luck came your way. Found a new Mildred Monday.
Oh, that's just weird. I don't get that at all. That's the first thing when I woke up this morning is, oh my god, Mildred Monday is back.
Who found it?
Akison?
Yeah.
I think it was
him. I got a call really early and like Rocky's like, hurry the fuck up, pick up. And I was like, nope. It wasn't that early. It was like 10. But I was asleep. And I listened to the recording, dude. There's fucking a new Mildred Monday. Wow. Wow.
I need to... Here. I'm going to play that for the listeners real quick.
All right.
And then I'm going to get off of here pretty soon.
Good.
Why, are you sick of me?
No. Now that your number one fan is gone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really want to talk to you, but, you know, if she was still around...
I'm kind of shot anyways, man.
Yeah, I'm really
I was kidding. Surprised you guys were doing shit, and then I just came on in the middle of the fucking craziest thing ever, man. I was like, hey, what's up? She's like, shut up.
Oh, fucking Sam.
I'm going to be talking about that forever.
Okay. This file is called Zombie Mildred. Okay, here it goes.
Word.
Oh my god, this is 3 minutes. I thought it was like two. What is going on? It's repeating. Wait.
That's just Roxy. She repeats herself.
Yeah, yeah. That's so creepy.
Oh my God, it's her. We got a new Chris Hellerback too.
That was an extra syllable or so.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Do you have the number?
I do.
Can we call it right now?
Oh, let's wait for the phone show tonight. No, I'm Mildred Monday. Roxy and her fucking kids. That was it. And then we have to listen to Roxy's kid scream forever.
Yeah.
That was pretty great, though.
They're pretty awesome.
Oh, wait. Oh. You gotta hear this. Have you heard this before? That was like the next thing that pulled up after that call.
Who was that? Is that you?
That was just some old man. Yeah, that was me, like, talking to him.
I love these old recordings. There's all the hissing on it.
Yeah, but, like, did you hear him? He's like, you got your finger in the wrong hole. Like, yeah. Rotary phone dialing.
Get your finger in the right hole.
That's the greatest reference ever.
Mm. This water is amazing.
I can tell.
That was the half the reason I took this apartment, because I tried the water. I moved in, and I was like, hey, like before I moved in, I was like, hey, can I try the water? And she's like, yeah. And I filled up a cup of water, and I taste tested it.
That was the deciding factor.
Oh, man. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. It's better than bottled water.
Someday I'm going to visit there, and I'm going to drink that goddamn water.
You can. Feel free to stay on the couch, man.
I can't wait.
You're the only person.
Oh, thanks.
I said Matt could, but he'll never make it here, so that's just an empty promise.
If Evie ever comes down here, you'll be like, oh, fuck you, no way, I don't even know you, whatever.
Evie?
Yeah, you wouldn't let her stay. I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course.
She's trouble.
I'm just going to agree with whatever you're saying.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go on that note.
Oh, great. All right.
Why is that great?
Make sure to put that in the stuff folder.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Wow. Okay. All right. No, not this again. Hello. You didn't do anything? Oh, so I have to hang up? All right. Well, when should I call you? Well, I'm not going to be up that long. Okay. I'll call you in 7 minutes. At 12:26. 36. 3:36 for you. Bye. The humans are dead. It was dead.